You are listening to the Hot and Brave podcast with Bianca Sprague from Bebo Mia, where you will hear brave stories, hot topics, and truth bombs that will either light fire to your rage or be the balm you need for your soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot and Brave podcast. I'm your host, Bianca Sprague, and we are wrapping up season 3. I can't believe how fast this went. Although, I have some really fun things that I do want to not have to wait a couple months for season 4. So I think we'll be doing some bonus episodes between now and season 4. So keep checking back on your favorite podcast app because we'll be popping in some bonus episodes. Oh man, so it's C-section awareness month and I've been doing some research for posts and newsletters and, you know, things about this, and I've got myself so fired up today. Oh man, I'm looking at why they're not letting doulas in the OR. I've been researching the OR temperature and that it's so cold. It's so cold in the OR that it leads to really serious complications for birthers and their babies. And yet we keep it that cold for surgeon convenience, even though apparently the majority of them said they would be comfortable having it be a little bit warmer if it made a bigger difference, but it's still cold in the ORs. Oh, what a system we're birthing in. Anywho, if you do want to support birth and babies and folks going through their conception journeys, there are still spots available in our MSP training. And so you can get a spot. I think there's like 3 more weeks that you're allowed to register and then it's closed and you'll have to wait till September. And very cool things are happening in this cohort. Oh, I'm just loving it. There's people getting clients. There's people expanding their business. We have some really great alumni circling back around. So it's like it's an interesting mixed group of brand new folks and some experienced doulas who are doing refreshers. And it's leading to some really magical moments and conversations and learning. Oh, I know everyone's waiting for my personal update, so letting you know, I have my dance, I was going to say competition, but that sounds way fancier. Nope, my dance recital. It's coming up in a couple weeks. I had to tell my Irish step teacher last night that I was like, you have to place our routine really strategically among the, like, you can't put us near the teens that are really good because we're all in our 30s and 40s and we are not teenagers anymore. So I said, put us after some really cute, like 4 or 5 year olds and then let us come out because they'll be nice and primed. So I will let you know how that goes. That's on April 21st, I'm pretty sure. And I have my first derby scrimmage coming up. So I'll also report back in my bonus episode how that went next weekend. Okay, so I wanted to talk about getting ghosted by your client because it is really stressful when this happens. And it happens to new and experienced doulas. So if you are a newer doula and this happened, well, I should probably go into what ghosting is. Okay, let's talk about this. So ghosting is when you go do your prenatals with your client, maybe at least one, and then you either go to book a second prenatal or you've done all their prenatal care and you're just waiting for them to have their baby and they don't call you. And then you might check in with them and discover they've already had their baby. And this can send you, oh man, it sends to just so many dark places. So I'll first tell you about my first ghosting. Actually, first, I think it's only happened twice, which is, that's pretty good stats. So the first time it happened, I was mostly just confused, but these clients didn't really stand out to me. And I wasn't really that excited about supporting them. I was still learning about my niche and who I wanted to serve and who I didn't want to serve. I was newer. It was probably in my first 6 months of my business. And so when I found out that they didn't call me, I was very embarrassed and I felt a lot of shame. But interestingly, I actually don't really remember their names. And when I went back through my client files prepping for this, I was like, I have no memory of you, except that I was not, like, I was upset from, my ego was upset that I didn't get called, but I didn't connect with them. So it's really not a surprise when I talk about why people might not call you. So it was probably a better move for them and their birth. And I've learned that now. But at the time, it was really terrible. I've also had a couple clients, I guess a couple technically didn't call, but it was because they had precipitous labors and everything happened so fast that they called me after the baby came. One of them, it was like less than 20 minutes where she woke up and then suddenly the baby was coming out. So those wasn't really ghosted, but I did still have weird feelings at that time too. I wouldn't now, because those were things that happened in my 20s, and now in my 40s I would be wildly understanding. Okay, but before we get into some of the like coping for you, because I want your heart to be okay after an event like that, as well as, you know, talking about why, but I first have a pro tip. Please, please make sure you have in your contract something that folks have to pay even if they don't call you. Or, you know, I'm assuming they've prepaid and then they don't get a refund. And you can decide if you want to, you know, maybe provide more postpartum care. But if they just didn't call you, and we'll go through some of the reasons why they might not have called you, that's their choice. And it doesn't mean that they get their money back, because you held that birth spot and you could have had somebody else who would pay. You did their prenatal care and you were available on call for them, and you'll come and do postpartum support or the birth debrief and, you know, all of those things. So I make sure in your contract that you do have that kind of protection, because it's their right to not call you, but it's not their right to not pay you. So make sure. Okay. So our clients have lots of reasons for not calling us. And if they decided not to have you, again, that is their right. So let's go over some of the reasons that they didn't call. So one might be that they were in a groove and they really liked the intimate bubble they were in. Like it just felt right. And that's what we want. Like, doulas are there to try to get that protection and get people in their groove and make them feel really safe with what's happening, their environment and the actions happening, you know, to them and around them. So, you know, this is ideal, and that's a reasonable, I mean, all of these are reasonable reasons why not to call a doula, because they're their reasons. So that's one of them. Like what happened with my clients, it could have turned into an emergency situation and they didn't have time, or they felt really overwhelmed and the idea of another person coming in didn't calm them. It maybe made them feel even more anxious. So they opted not to call. Something could have changed about how they felt about including you in their care. They could have also had an additional family or friend, family member come forward and fill that space that you were intended to replace, which again is ideal if they, you know, had really wanted their mom there and the mom couldn't make it, so they had you there, and then the mom changed their mind or was able to get a flight, or, you know, they healed their relationship, like whatever the thing is, that's great. That's really, really great for them. They also could have had something or someone change in their environment and they were maybe embarrassed to be witnessed by you. This is common when they have either an unpredictable family member or partner, domestic abuse, somebody in active use potentially. Like, there's lots of reasons like that that could have somebody decide to no longer have a doula come into that really intimate, vulnerable space. They could have had their intuition say not to call. And this also we can celebrate, because we want people to connect back to their intuition. That's, you know, getting people to use that brain acronym is really important. And intuition is that I, and it is, I'd say, it's probably the most important one, because we can't really explain our intuition. We try to, and this is why we've been disconnected from our intuition, because we're always you know, trying to be like, that doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't I go to the party? And your gut is saying, don't go to that party or don't call your doula. So this is actually moving in the right direction for them. You know, so there's an infinite number of reasons. Those are just a few of them. And all of them are not about you, which is why I wanted to go over. It can be helpful just to be like, it wasn't about you. Or, you know, it might be something. I know I had a client, I think I talked about it in a recent podcast episode, that they opted to change to have the secondary come because they didn't like that I was gay. So they might have discovered something. They might have seen something on your social media that no longer aligned with their politics. You know, so those are a little bit more about you, but still not really about you. You're not in alignment, and you don't want that for your clients as much as it can sting for us. We want them to feel really like safe, and we like them to have that sameness comfortability because, you know, psychologically we know that's really important. Okay, so let's talk about what do we do when this happens, when you get ghosted for whatever reason. First, obviously, feel your feelings. It might be relief. You know, it could feel grief. You could feel shame. You could feel happiness. You might be embarrassed. You might feel like this feeling of unworthiness, doubt about your abilities. They're all totally normal. You might go through a whole range where you feel embarrassed and you're like, why didn't they call me? And then you're like, excellent. I didn't have to go to a birth and I got paid for it. And now I can go take a nap and turn my phone off because I'm no longer on call. Like that you could quickly move through them. But you know, that is one of the silver linings. If they've paid and they don't call you, you do get to, you didn't have to do that birth work and you have the revenue in your business. So that's a thing to be a little bit happy about. But you know, feeling those feelings and then talk to a close friend or like a doula friend, your backup, find a safe birth community or your therapist if you have one. And, you know, process through why you feel unworthy, why you feel embarrassed, and let them, you know, navigate through this kind of like complicated, yucky space that you're going to be in for a little while. But we do really want you to process this and move through it so that you can get back out there, because there's lots of people who will call you and who really, really need you to support them in their reproductive health journey. So, you know, I want to share these so that you can get the support that you need. Okay, now here comes the part that's a little trickier for some people, but you want to follow up with your client and you want to wish them well and let them know that you're here if they need anything. Some of them might actually ask for you to come do the postpartum either checkup that you have built into your contract. You might have a 4-hour postpartum shift included in your birth doula contract. All of that's normal. And they might actually want you to come back. So when you are at the postpartum, whether it's a visit or a shift, you want to navigate through this really responsibly and respectfully of the fact that they made a choice not to call you. So you don't want your hurt feelings to cloud up the space. Instead, ask them how they feel about their birth. It's a really great neutral question. Make sure you're keeping it a neutral question. You might want to like fish for understanding of why they didn't call you, because your brain really wants a reason. Anytime we have these traumas, it's because, you know, this would potentially be a little T trauma. But it's because our brain can't really file it. So it loops a little bit on it. So this is not for you to get that information. It's really to ask how they felt, because they may actually disclose why they didn't call you and you may never know. But you want to just leave it open for them to say, you know, like their partner might have decided they don't want the doula there, which is you, in which case they might need to process that with you to be like, I'm feeling a lot of grief. You weren't there. I really wanted you there. And for some reason, my partner didn't want you. And so they were supposed to call you and they didn't. And I'm feeling really sad. You could have the space for them to have that kind of conversation. Or they might say that it was so great. We were in our groove. everything happened pretty quickly. Like, the midwives came, our home birth was magical, you know, and then you say, do you have any questions for me? I'm so happy you had a great birth. How's feeding going? How's sleep going? And then just like slide into how you can continue to support them, because they had an empowered birth. And that's what we want to celebrate, because that's our goal as doulas. But you just, like, you can't make them responsible for your feelings. That's why we have our close friends, our doula friends, our backups, birth communities, and our therapist. It's not for our clients to hold. So just like literally never let them see that you feel remorse, shame, embarrassment, disappointment that you weren't at their birth. And then for you, after that, you need to move on. Again, there's lots of other birthers. There's lots of other babies that need your help. And so you don't want to just like loop on the one that felt confident without your care, or they change their mind. I know it can feel really yucky though the first time this happens. And just know this happens for all doulas, including experienced ones. So, and those are doulas that have served hundreds of babies, sometimes even thousands. And, it's not you, probably. but if you are looking for that community, we do have the Hot and Brave Doula Club. It is a really, really great community business focused club. We will have the link in the show notes. But one of the great things about it is this month, being April, we are starting the Doula Business School. And it's a live business school that's 10 weeks long that gives you everything you need to know to have a thriving doula business. And it's included with your Doula Business Club membership. And the membership's only $27 a month. And you can hang out with us through the duration of business school. You can leave after if you want. It's pretty great, so you're not going to want to, but we would love to see you there. Again, we're going to drop that in the show notes. We would love to hear if you ever got ghosted. Did you get ghosted by a client? How did you feel? How did you handle it? Did you ever find out why? If you want to send those questions, or the answers to those questions, you don't need to send in more questions unless you have some, in which case send your answer and your questions to info@babelmia.com, and Kelly is always standing by to put you in touch with who you need to talk with. Oh, thanks y'all for listening to another episode of the Hot and Brave podcast. I would love, while you're in your podcast app, if you could hit those 5 stars. It means a lot to us. If you didn't love this podcast, you can just find another one. There's lots of other ones that might be the right fit for you. But we get so much from those reviews and those ratings. So please do hit those 5 stars and tell us why you love this podcast. You can also include things you would love for us to talk about in your review, because we read them all and we can tailor our content just for you. And who doesn't love that? Again, we still have spots in our doula training, so grab that. Plus, if you want to get on our newsletter, we have a secret course release. It will be public soon, but we're only telling our mailing list about it first. So get yourself on that list and find out what our secret new program is. All right, everybody, that is a wrap for season 3, except for some fun bonus episodes, because I have people I want to interview. But I will see you in season 4 of the Hot and Brave podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Bye, y'all.
Want to keep hanging out? We have created a free mindset mini course to help change makers and birth workers find bliss in their business. You're not in this alone. Let's build together. Head to www.babomia.com/BIB to grab your space in the free retreat. Once again, go to www.babomia.com/BIB to grab your spot. We will see you next time on the Hot and Brave podcast.